You're listening to a podcast from 702.
The Worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
Good morning to you, Adam. You want to start with a Russian spy, a double agent who's been poisoned in the UK. What was that Roger Moore movie? The Spy Who Loved Me.
Oh, yes. Yeah, they're a bit there, actually, thinking about Alexander Ace of the Polonium.
Ooh, I'm afraid we've got a bit of a breakup on the line there, Adam. I think that connection is really not that great. It's been poisoned, I suspect. Maybe that's part of what the Russian spy intrigue is all about. Have we got you again?
Hi, how's that sounding, Bongo?
Ah, much better, except we can hear the train in the background, but go ahead.
It's about, of course, what we're doing is we're adding two and two together as we go here. Sorry, I'm being called by you as well at the same time. We're adding two as we go here. Two people we know are critically ill in an isolation ward in hospital. We also know they were found unconscious on a bench at a shopping centre in the town of Salisbury, 80 miles southwest of London or so in Hampshire, and that they're in a bad way. Now, after that, we begin to have to add a few things, but it looks like one of the two is Sergei Skripal, a Russian intelligence officer, or I should say former Russian intelligence officer. Colonel Skripal was found guilty of treason in Moscow 12 years ago. He was accused basically of being a double agent for MI6, and ultimately he was swapped with 10 Russian spies who'd been held by the United States, and he ended up settling in the UK. Now, what we've seen, therefore, is 8 years on, you're probably doing the same maths I am in adding all this up, specialists in Hazchem suits turning up at the bench at the shopping center, several areas cordoned off, an isolation ward at hospital, and the fact that we've got a former KGB agent essentially at the heart of all this. I think you might have the same conclusions as me.
Now, the more things change, the more they stay the same. UK water shortages, what, big problems because of burst pipes? What's that about?
Yes, I suppose we're joining the sort of great water problems of the world with this, except it's very different, I suppose, that after the big freeze, the big thaw, and lo and behold, pipes can't handle it. When you go from sort of -5 to +10 in the space of 48 hours, loads of burst water mains and individual pipes and can't cope with the problems. So across the UK, in all sorts of dotted areas, there are people now who don't have any water, including South London. There are 20,000 homes without water. Especially bad news for businesses. Last week, they had no customers because of the snowstorms. This week, with no water, they've got problems again. Even Jaguar Land Rovers had to stop production because of a lack of water. Companies are trying to get out and fix these things.
Well, I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there, Adam. I think the sound has just distorted us just a little bit too much there. But we've got the gist of what's going on there. So thank you to Adam on the line there from the UK. Now, every day on the Emirates Worldview, we ask you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. Today's question comes from Sehupuje Matibeng, who wants to know, why do planes have a red light on one wing and on the other it is green? # Emirates Worldview. To get the answer, we spoke to Wessel van den Berg, the co-owner of Aviation Towards Success.
Aeroplanes and helicopters do have on the left-hand wing a red light, and on the right-hand wing a green light, and on the tail of the aeroplane you will always have a white light, navigation light. These navigation lights are mandated by the International Conventions for Civil Aviation, and also by civil aviation authorities. It gives information on an aircraft's position. The reason is to determine and identify the direction of an aircraft, whether it's heading left or right, moving away or coming towards you. With these lights, the aircraft is visible through 360 degrees. If the aircraft is flying towards you, both the green and red lights will be visible. If flying to the left or to the right, one wingtip, and the aft white light will be visible. If moving away from you, only the aft white light will be visible. And that is, in short, how these lights actually work. Very ingenious way of determining direction of the aircraft, whether it's coming towards you or whether it's flying away from you or whether there's a collision hazard or not.
Well, congratulations, therefore, to you, Sehupuje Matibeng, for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You've won 1,000 rand, courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates, hello tomorrow.
If you have a burning question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072-702-1702 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on 702.co.za.
Jones, welcome back. Thought I'd pop in to hear how the trip went.
Oh, it was fantastic, Mr. Abrams. I've never experienced anything like it. The seats reclining to fully flat beds and the mattress and duvet set they give you are out of this world.
Excellent, Jones, but I meant, how did the fee negotiations go?
Experience the unparalleled comfort of a fully flatbed seat when you fly Emirates Business Class. To book or find out more, visit emirates.com/ZA. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.